Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich has written a play. Now, given his career as a politician, a member of the Clinton administration, a commentator, scholar, and author, it's perhaps not surprising that the piece is called Public Exposure. But the title has a double meaning. Mr. Reich's play is political satire. He even describes it as theater of the absurd. And as Andrea Shea reports, it's also kind of naughty.
Robert Reich's wife knows a thing or two about theater. She's adapted the writing of Virginia Woolf for the stage and even portrayed the author. This is how she described her husband's mainstream theatrical debut.
Vulgar, tasteless, and disgusting, but also hilarious.
That could depend on your political bent. Robert Reich's main character is a talk show host.
Happens to be a right-wing talk show host. Most talk show hosts are right-wing these days. Who prattles on daily about decadence and perversity in America. And he's convinced by a political consultant who appears on his show regularly, who also happens to be his ex-lover, to run for president.
I'm a performer.
Exactly! What do you think Ronald Reagan was? Arnold Schwarzenegger. They perform the roles of tough guy. That's what America wants, Bill. They want a man who can act the role of a mean and whip this nation into shape. A man who tells it like it is, with nothing to hide. Who will fight against the evil and the decadence all around us. A man's man. A man of war. A he-man. Man, oh man, they want you, Bill.
The public knows my face. I don't know all of me.
Some do. You see, this is the story of a conservative broadcaster who exposes the decadence and perversity of Hollywood and the liberal media on the air, but then exposes himself in public. It might seem like a cheap shot at the other side of the aisle from a former member of the Clinton cabinet, but Reich insists he doesn't have an agenda.
Well, let me just say, this is not a mean-spirited play. This isn't a political satire that skewers. You know, these characters sort of took over. It wasn't as if I carefully, strategically thought in advance, well, what's the tactical and strategic advantage of doing it this way or this way? No. I mean, these people, these four characters, I created them, and then they told me what they wanted to do. And frankly, I was a little appalled.
Though not enough to keep him from finishing the play in a matter of weeks. Then Reich shamelessly emailed the script to an acquaintance who happens to be the artistic director of a theater company on Cape Cod where Reich has a house.
I don't know what I expected. I just didn't expect a good play, because they're so few and far between anyway. I mean, even from playwrights.
Jeff Zinn runs Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater. It's not your typical summer stock venue. Wellfleet is credited with bringing edgy contemporary theater to the Cape and attracts actors, directors, and playwrights from New York, Boston, and beyond each summer.
I get these kinds of things all the time, and I wasn't really expecting that much because, you know, academic turns playwright, it's like, okay, well, you know, nice try, you know, but I was drawn right into it. The setup was very interesting, and then it just got crazier and crazier and crazier.
Zinn tested Public Exposure at a staged reading in March where Virginia Treherne Thomas, a critic for TheaterNewEngland.com, saw the piece for the first time.
I don't usually laugh at that stuff, but I laughed from beginning to end. It's so well written. It's formulated well. It's amusing. The characters are well defined.
Treherne Thomas acknowledges that many people will buy tickets just because the play is by Robert Reich.
That's showbiz. I mean, you know, celebrities sell tickets, and he is a celebrity. What the hell? If anybody can write like he can, go for it. And I think that maybe he's just a little bored of writing, nonfiction books for students and for the intellectuals.
Despite being staged in liberal Massachusetts, where Robert Reich just might be preaching to the choir, his play still managed to raise eyebrows, says Wellfleet's Jeff Zinn.
There was a little bit of hand-wringing, like, are we going to convince the red staters, you know, with this play? This is very much a liberal worry. And my reaction to that is, who cares? This is my soapbox. This theater is a platform. the conservatives and the right wing. They have talk radio. We have the theater.
Talk radio has a bigger audience. Even Reich's other endeavors likely bring him more exposure, yet he remains drawn to the theater. In fact, public exposure isn't Reich's first play. He wrote two others when he was a student at Dartmouth College.
I met her only yesterday in the 86th Street sewer.
And?
When the moon shines over the garbage pits of Peoria, Illinois.
Those plays went nowhere, but today Reich says the dramatic form allows him to express ideas he just can't anywhere else. And while he says public exposure is about America's obsession with appearance and how the media feeds into that, Reich insists the play is just supposed to be funny.
I'm not trying to say anything necessarily or communicate a deep message to the audience. They'll get it. To the extent that there's political satire there, there's not any question about what's being satirized. It's just good, I was going to say wholesome, but it's just good unwholesome entertainment.
Why would I want to run for president? 5 million people watch me every night.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Back more naked truth in your letters after this message. Don't go away.
2 minutes.
6 million hear me on the radio every day. Do you know how many copies of liberal fakes and whores I've sold? 18 million so far. Why would I want to give this up?
I guarantee you it's a no-lose proposition. You run and lose, you're even bigger. You win and you run America.
Robert Reich's play, Public Exposure, might not play in Peoria, but it's running at Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater through June 18th. For NPR News, this is Andrea Shea.